Komoiawa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. The new Chief Children's Commissioner says her core role is to drive real change for all mokopuna in Aotearoa New Zealand. Dr. Claire Ahmed takes over from Judge Francis Ivers, who has opted not to stay in the new Advocacy Commission Mana Mokopuna. She says with her whakapapa from Ireland, Scotland and Indonesia and her upbringing as a migrant in Te Atatū means she has experience of walking in multiple worlds, which she used in her prior mahi all over the world.
What really has been the central driving thread there has been my commitment to children's rights and a belief that every mokopuna in Aotearoa New Zealand and the world more broadly, te aho a whānui, should be able to grow up from the very start thriving with all of their rights, loved, safe and well with their whānau.
Dr. Ahmed's term will last 5 years. On other news, gangs spokesperson Dennis O'Reilly says Nationals' tough talk on gangs might have to change to fit reality. Party leader Chris Luxon told Radio Wātea life for gang members is going to get harder under a National-led government. And the party's police spokesperson Mark Mitchell is promising even greater search powers, dispersal and non-association laws, and bans on social media, gang patches and facial tattoos. Mr. O'Reilly, who's worked with gangs for more than half a century, says previous national administrations have come in with similar sentiments, but once the new ministers get advice from officials and read the research, they change their tune.
Yes, we know that the community is anxious. We know that there is behaviour that is unacceptable, and I'm speaking specifically of gun violence here. It can't go on. We've got to think our way through this. But, you know, when you remove freedoms for one New Zealander, you remove them for all New Zealanders, and we should be mindful of that.
Dennis O'Reilly says there is plenty of evidence available about what works and doesn't work. And lastly, the co-owner of the company producing the Warriors 2024 plane strip says their designs the players can wear with pride. Tyler Rakic, who has whakapapa tu Ngāti Kahungunu, says while Auckland-based Dynasty Sport has some Pacifica designs, it relied on the club's own cultural design agency for Māori content.
It looks really cool, and you know the story behind that's all around being away from home and what it means to be a Kiwi away from home and carry that mana with you through the patterns, through the jersey.
Tyler Rakic says Dynasty Sport also designed jerseys for the Moana Pacifica rugby teams, which had to account for 9 island nations that are a part of the franchise. And that's your Wātea English News.